Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. My name is Bennett Pomerantz, and this is Anything Goes. Before I get to my lovely guest this evening, and she is a lovely guest. I've even read one of her books, but don't tell her that. All kidding aside, there is a big situation now. I'm devastated by looking at the devastation in the Bahamas. I've gone to the Bahamas for years, or used to go to the Bahamas for years in Grand Bahama and other places, and places I know I've seen on the news, and they do not look good. So if anybody comes to you for relief funds for Puerto Rico, for Bahamas, please give generously. My prayers go out to them.
Oh, yes.
I don't want to say this to be rude. I loved going to Grand Bahama Island. I have a lot of memories from that place. And I used to fish there. I don't know, it was beautiful fishing. And I'm going to quickly tell my tuna story before I get to Joanne. My father, who's no longer with us, and I were fishing, and I caught an 80-pound tuna. And the captain took it and, you know, filleted right there on the deck pieces of sushi. And we're having raw tuna. Yes, I know. I could have got sick. I know. But, it was beautiful. I loved it. It was great. And it's one of the memories I have of the Bahamas that you can't take away from me. And as I said, if anybody knows anybody in the Bahamas, or you say prayers for them. Now, let me introduce my guest before I get kicked. I read this woman's work because it was given to me as a gift. And even somebody today remarked that I looked like one of her characters. I don't know which. I don't care.
I don't see it, Bennett.
She doesn't see it. The ladies and gentlemen, the author, it's nine books of Sir Pigglesworth, Joanne Wagner. Hi!
Hi, everybody. I hope everybody's doing well today. And Bennett, to go to your remarks about the Bahamas, the pictures we're seeing are totally devastating and heartbreaking. And I hope everybody who can give just gives from the heart. Those people are in desperate need of our help.
Well, I posted something on my Facebook wall saying, you know, these cruise ships who go to the Bahamas a lot, you know, one of them or gather a group effort and get a ship there and give them a little, I'm not saying stay a month in the ship. I'm saying, you know, laundry, a bed, whatever, because they've lost everything.
Yeah, and they need all the
help
that they can get.
And say a prayer for Florida, because it's headed up the Florida coast to North Carolina next.
That it is. We're watching it. We're tracking it on the Weather Channel.
Yeah, well, me too. See, this is why I love this woman. It's like she's tracking. So the question I have for you, how did you create this series?
Listen, this is an interesting story because 5 years ago in May of 2014, I came back from my birthday cruise. My husband takes me on a cruise every year for my birthday. And when we came back and went to church the following Sunday, our pastor gave out a little squeeze stress ball pig and asked us if we would take it around over the summer. Have you ever heard of Flat Stanley?
Yes, I have.
That's okay. Okay, well, kind of like Flat Stanley. He wanted us to take the pig around everywhere we went on vacation and post pictures on Facebook. So I really picked that up and ran with it. And that little pig went everywhere that I went. And I was posting pictures of him swimming and doing all kinds of things. And I was making little comments. And everybody started telling me, we can't wait to see where Sir Pigglesworth goes next. So the more I started writing things on Facebook, the more I started thinking, you know, this could make a great children's book. So if anybody asks me, I always say it's a God thing. This is where my little character was born. It was born in my church, which, by the way, is New Community Church in Mesquite, Texas.
Well, I have you have an appearance coming up, I think, if I'm not correct. And I wanted to make sure I got that in before I forget.
Yes, on
an
author
appearance, I think, on the 6th of September.
No, actually, it is the 19th of September. I will be in Seguin, Texas, and I will be doing, in a coffee shop, I will be doing an author visit. I will be giving away little piggies to the kids and coloring pages, and I will be reading a portion of my book and selling
the
book.
Hurt. So I'm the biggest kid I know, and I didn't get a stress ball or nothing.
Oh, my gosh, I'm going to have to send you one.
I'll take it.
I will definitely send you one. Yes, you,
well, you
have
know,
to have
it's funny.
A pig.
Oh, I need a pig or two, you know. Or if you get me a husband and a wife, I'll have them both. No.
No. So Pigglesworth's not married. He's only 5 years old. So we only have him. But I'll send you a couple of them at least, okay?
I love it. But that's beside the point. So you created this. How do you get your ideas for your books? You've taken this young man to Vancouver. You've taken him to Puerto Rico. I mean, does he say, I'm going to travel, or do you just say, let's take him here and see what he thinks?
Well, my husband and I talk. My husband is my publisher, by the way, my husband, Bill. And we travel together, of course, and we take Sir Pigglesworth everywhere we go. We love to travel, just like Sir Pigglesworth does. And everywhere we go, we bring him. And so we have to go everywhere Sir Pigglesworth goes. I have to go also. So what I do is I go and I visit, and sometimes I have to visit twice, because the first time I look to see what's there that kids can do, and I meet a lot of people, and I take their picture, and I even put a lot of them in my book. And then after the book comes out, we'll always go back and we'll pass out books to the people that I've put in the book. And they are thrilled to see themselves in the book. Absolutely. So that's how we figure out where to go and what to do, just by traveling there.
Well, next year, you and I and your husband and everybody will go to Book Expo America. You know, it used to be the American Booksellers Association convention.
Uh-huh.
And
you
I
go
think
to
it's
that?
New York again this year. It may be California,
yes,
but
I'm
I think it's... Oh, I know, so am I. But, yeah, Bronx,
okay.
New York. I love it. Okay, yeah.
Oh,
somebody says, where's your
Manhattan.
Accent from? But where's
Mike
Jackson
from Manhattan.
Bronx? I know, but I don't have the class of Manhattan. I have the Bronx.
Oh, well.
Okay. But make a long story
short. My grandmother
short.
Lived in the Bronx. Mm-hmm.
Well, next year we'll all go to ABA and just Sir Pigglesworth at ABA. Oh, God, that would be a book in itself.
I was going to say, imagine what chaos he can get into there. That would be fun. We'd love to meet you up there.
I would. I would love to be there. But make a long story short. So what is your ninth book? Because I only know about eight of them.
Okay, book nine is. I finished writing it, but it's with my illustrator now. So we're doing the pictures, and that is Sir Pigglesworth's Adventures in Albuquerque. Now we went to Albuquerque. I want to say it's probably been about 3 years. And you know that they are famous for their October Balloon Festival?
Yes,
so
I know. It's beautiful there.
I know. Absolutely. And my husband's afraid of heights, so I went on the balloon myself with about 10 other people, and it was gorgeous up there. Absolutely beautiful. That balloon ride was one of the best things I've ever done, because everything Sir Pigglesworth does in the books, I do also, no matter what it is. And what I find is that in my old age, I'm a lot less, I'm not so fearful anymore. Things that I used to be afraid, oh, if I do that, it might kill me. Now it's like, it's okay. I've lived a long life. I'm good. So now I have all kinds of fun adventures.
Wait a second. I thought you were only 16.
Okay, yeah, a little bit. Add a few years to that.
I'm trying to be nice. My mother always was 20. Until the day she died, she was 21 plus. The plus got deeper and deeper every year. But she was only, my mother, if you could say, how old was she? 21 plus. I could always say she was 73 and she would smack me one. I know. But she was 21 plus.
I'm 29 plus. I'll admit 29, okay?
Okay. I'll buy it. So
thanks.
Let me ask you. It started in church, but is it just where you travel to is his next adventure, or where do you get the ideas to go? I mean...
Well, I get the ideas from places that I've always wanted to go. So book 9 is Albuquerque, and I've already got like book 10, 11, and 12 planned out. Like book 10, so Pigglesworth is English. He was born in Pigglesworth Village just outside of London. So book 10, we're taking him home to London. But my favorite thing that I'm really looking forward to, book 11, is going to be on an African safari. So I am really looking forward to that because that's something I've always wanted to do. So a lot of the places he visits are just my dreams, things that I've always wanted to do, couldn't do when I was young because I was too busy raising kids and just, you know, living life. And now my kids
are
grown.
So what did your
kids
think of these books?
Oh, gosh, my kids love these books, even my grandkids. As a matter of fact, my grandkids are always inviting me to their schools. I've been to all of their schools so that I could do readings to their classes, and they're thrilled to death that their Mima writes books.
So do you like the fame from being the Mima that writes books or what?
Oh, yes. It just warms my heart when my grandkids my granddaughter just called me not pretty recently and said, Mima, when's the next book coming out? I'm waiting. So she's waiting to be, and they are thrilled to death that in the Vancouver book, I put them in the book. I use their names and their likenesses, and they just think they're hot stuff because they're in a book now.
Just remember, I'm like book 12, okay? The interview with
me,
book 12.
Of course, Bennett, I'm kidding. We will definitely do that. No, I'm serious. I don't think you're kidding. I'm dead serious. I'm going to do that.
All right. I remember a friend of mine wrote a Babylon 5 spec script, and she had mentioned my name, and people read the spec script, and everybody looked at me and says, you put her up to this. I said, no, she did it on her own. And I was so, Jean Spicer Evans, I love you. You know that. And she, you know, and I was, every time somebody read it, like Lieutenant Pomerantz, right? Yeah. So
That's it.
I loved it. It was great. I mean, I've been threatened 3 or 4 times to have my name or likeness put in a book. I love it's not the idea of giving myself a pat on the back or pat on the head, but it's so nice when friends put you in a book or put you as sort of a character in their book. Except one had me killed off right instantly.
Uh-oh. Not cool.
Hey.
No,
I wanted to kill an author.
You won't be killed off in my book because nobody dies in my books.
I'm not going to die,
okay?
I trust. I'm not going to die.
No, you are not. You will not.
But.
So my latest book, let's talk about my latest book. So my latest
that's
book
that came
out.
That's what we're talking about.
So Pigglesworth's Adventures in Pigeon Forge. Now, I picked Pigeon Forge because it's a place that my husband and I have a timeshare at the foot of the Great Smoky Mountains. And we go there to at least two times a year to our timeshare. We love it there. It's absolutely gorgeous. But Pigeon Forge, now a lot of people know that is Dolly Parton land. Okay, she was born in that county, in Sevier County. And so in order for me to use her name in my books, let me see, it took me about 4 months of phone calls and emails back and forth with Steve. I forget Steve's last name. But trying to get permission, because you can't just put something in your book without having their permission. Okay?
I couldn't use
her name. Yeah. I found that out the hard way with Vancouver. So I learned my lesson. And so in trying to be able to use Dolly Parton's name, because I couldn't do anything in Pigeon Forge without talking about Dolly Parton's venues, we finally went there because I wasn't able to get an answer. So in December, we took a trip to Pigeon Forge, and I knocked on the gentleman's door, and I said, I have not had an answer. I need to have an answer because I have to publish my book. And he said, well, no, he says, I can't allow you to use Dolly Parton's name or mention her venues. And I just stood there staring at him, and in my head I'm thinking, no way. I did not just spend the last 4 months to get told no. So I turned around, left his office, got on my computer, and really searched around and was trying to find people higher up than him. Well, I connected with Mr. Miller, who is one of the founding partners of Dolly Parton Foundation. And guess what, Bennett? He told me yes. Now, it took him about 2 weeks, but he told me yes, I could use it. That all I had to do was, after any time I mentioned either her name or one of her venues, had to put the little registered trademark after it. Actually, it was a little R. I had to put the little R next to it. And I said,
You could have asked her to be a character in your book.
Well, I kind of mentioned her name, but you can't go so far as to make her a character in the book. But we were just there again in March after the book was published and printed, and I went to meet Mr. Miller. What a wonderful gentleman he is. And I got to hug on him. I was just so happy that he gave me permission, gave him copies of my books, and he was going to see if he could get them in the Dolly Parton venues all around Pigeon Forge. So I'm waiting to hear back from that. And I'm looking forward to a yes answer. Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
No appreciating. I know how hard it is. I've been an author twice over, and with not just my own books, but I was in a collection, two collections of Loving Hearts Live Forever. So, I mean, it's not like I understand how hard it is for authors to get anywhere. I mean, I have a lot of author friends, and they tell me horror stories. And I'm not saying yours is a horror story, but a horror story is about trying to get something in. It used to be 20 years ago, they were able to put independent books in there. Nowadays, you've got to be listed and trademarked and da-da-da-da.
It's
being stamped.
Well, it's a fight to get anywhere. When you're an independent author, it's a fight to get anywhere, and you really have to spend so much time marketing. So my time isn't so much taken up with writing. It's with the marketing of the book, and my husband does a lot of it. He's my marketer also. He helps. He's a tremendous help, and I wouldn't be the award-winning author that I am today if it wasn't for his help.
Okay.
But it's a struggle, and it's, you know, you got to be persistent. And sometimes you can't take no for an answer.
Okay.
So,
this is
nothing
from,
if not persistent.
This is from Diana, and she has a question. Her question is, are you doing any of your titles on spoken word for children?
Spoken word.
Audiobook.
I don't know what that is.
Audiobooks.
No, we don't have audiobooks, but what's coming out in about a week or two is book number one, so Picklesworth's first adventure is coming out in a video book. Okay?
Ooh.
And actually, Bill and Joanne, who is my husband and I, are in most of my books, and we're speaking our own parts. And so, yeah, it's not an actual audio book. It's a video book where they're going to be able to see the movement of the pages and everything. It's going to be so cool. We are so excited waiting for that to come out. But thanks for that question, Diane. It's a great question.
Okay.
And
my
video books. Okay, I'm sorry. Go
ahead. No.
The
Your video book's more important than the next question. It's okay.
Well, the video books are going to be available on Amazon. And if you're a Prime member, you get them for free.
Okay.
Otherwise, they will be $9.99 for you to be able to stream them.
Okay. Okay, this is from Brent. Thank you, Brent. I was going to ask this question, but he's already asked me of it. What's your other appearances you're going to be doing for the next few months?
Okay, well, right now, that's the only one down at Seguin is all I have planned, because what I'm doing now is going to schools. School started here in North Texas about 3 weeks ago, and I do a lot of school visits. And if I cannot actually make it to the school, then I do Skype visits. My only requirement is that they buy a complete set of books, and then I can come in and do a Skype visit. Now, for the past 3 years, my husband and I have gone every single weekend to a show, an event all around Texas. But my husband hurt his back pretty bad last year. At our very last show on December the 15th, he hurt his back really bad. So we can't do that anymore, because we have to cart a lot of books with us, and sometimes we have to take a tent and set it up, and I can't do that myself. So without my husband there to help, we've decided not to do that this year, but to concentrate on selling our books online and going through the schools and libraries. I am going to be making appearances in public libraries around the area, the Dallas-Fort Worth area. I will be doing that. And I will start putting those, as I book them, I'll start putting them on my website.
Put this show or a copy of this show on your website, they can hear us talking. Oh, my God. Then
definitely.
They got
to
hear my voice.
What? You know how we don't sound like ourselves. What I hear in my head isn't what you're hearing. Every time I hear myself, I say to my husband, that is not me. And he's like, yes, it is. I can't believe I've been in Texas 33 years, and I still have a very heavy New York accent, he says.
Well, I remember I did radio and I was married at the time. My late wife was no longer with us. And I looked at her and says, that the hell ain't me. And she says, yes, the hell it is. So, yeah, I know, it's like when I listen to the shows, it doesn't sound like me. And I can always hear my wife's voice going, it's you, dear, it's you.
Yep.
So I know.
I hear that all the
time.
It's amazing how that happens.
Yeah. Tell me about how long the process, I'm sorry, let me get credit where it's credits due. This one is from Janice. Janice, thank you, Janice, by the way. How long does it take you from start to finish on a book?
Okay, from start to finish, when I decide what I'm going to do and start my research till the book is printed, it's about 6 months. And what takes the longest is not so much my having to do the research, going to these places, deciding what I'm going to write. The longest part of the book is getting the illustrations done. Now, each of my books are about 82 to 85 pages, and there are 35 full-page color illustrations in each of the books, and that's what takes the longest. My illustrator is very, very detailed. If you've seen any of my books,
yes, she
very
is very, very
picture.
Illustrated. It is very good.
Oh,
that's why
yes.
I wanted
yeah, kids.
To, that's why I wanted to put a pig nose on me and stick me in a book.
Okay, definitely going to happen, Bennett. You can
remember, I
that.
Want that picture for Christmas.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, oh, yeah. And it's like That's not me. Yes, it is. That's me.
Yes, it is. Well, I look at pictures of myself in these books, and I think, oh, gosh, that doesn't look anything like me. And some of them look, I sent my illustrator a picture on the, of the very first book, and I said, this is me, but make me pretty and skinny. And so he's done a great job. And my illustrator is David Darchicourt, and he lives up in Pennsylvania. And so
he's in my neighborhood. Well, I'm in Maryland, but he's in my neighborhood. We're in Pennsylvania.
Oh, gosh, you know, off the top of my head, I couldn't tell you that right now.
Okay.
But he used to live in Maryland, and about 4 years ago, after he'd been working for us, my husband and I took a trip to Washington, D.C. To attend a meeting, and he drove up from where he lived. He said it's only about an hour away, so he drove up, and we met him, and he was an awesome man. He's so creative, absolutely. He does
so when are you doing Sir Pigglesworth Goes to the Capitol or something?
Well, you know, I had Sir Pigglesworth Goes to Washington, D.C., and this was in 2016 before the election, and the election made – there was just such an issue about the election that I decided to put that off for a while. And so I just put that by the side, and I'll pick it up again at some point, and I haven't decided when. But I'll pick
2021, right? 2021.
Okay, yes. Okay, we'll do that. Oh.
Oh, yeah. But that'll be a fun, fun thing. We have 3 minutes left of our time.
Okay.
Let me get through all the... Okay. You have right now, what, 9 books, right?
Well, 8. So far, I have 8.
You have 8 books,
books
right now. Okay.
Yes.
And all of them are available on Amazon?
Amazon or Barnes & Noble or from my website, which is sirpigglesworth.com. And if you order from my website, I can sign the book for you and personalize it. Now, you can't get that on Amazon, personally signed books. But just
Understood.
Go to my website, sirpigglesworth.com.
Let me ask you a very simple question. You said you have your books planned out through what, 11?
Through
12?
Book 11. 11 is the, 9. 10 is London. 11 is the African safari. And one of the places I've always wanted to visit my whole life, there's 2 places. It's Switzerland and Greece. So I'm going
to
take it
to
one of those
places. Remember,
when
you go to Switzerland, get the chocolate.
Oh, definitely. I'm a chocoholic for sure.
And you said I might get book 12. That'd be lovely. Oh, God, yeah.
Okay, yeah. You could be interviewed over in Switzerland or in Greece on a nice Greek island somewhere.
No, I don't want to. I've been to Greece. It's beautiful. It's lovely.
Yeah.
It's warm. And it's so touristy. And so, I'd rather, as I said, I love the Bahamas. And when it gets, when Bahamas come back, I mean, from where they are now, and hope it'll be great. So, we have about 90 seconds left, dear. Anything you want to close with?
I just want to, number one, thank you so much for inviting me on your show. I've had a great time. It's been a pleasure talking with you. Thank you, everybody, for the questions that you've asked. And again, if you have anything you want to ask me, my email, just email me, joanne.wagner@sirpigglesworth.com. I would love to talk with anybody who wants to talk with me.
Okay. And next week, Renata Mason is in the hot seat. She's got a lovely new book, and I love talking to Renata. I love talking to all my guests, but it's going to be a wonderful time. Thank you. Good night. Fly right. Be well. Good night.
Good night.